This audio recording is copyrighted 2010 by About Facts Net and its licensors. All rights are reserved.
Our guest today is someone who has studied the claim that NASA has sent people to the moon, and he wants to remain anonymous. Hello.
Hello.
When did you first start to study the Apollo moon landings?
Well, I've been studying it from afar for, I'd say, about 10 years now, but I've gone really in-depth within the last 7 to 8 months now.
What do you think about the Soviet space program? Do you believe that Yuri Gagarin actually went into space?
Well, there is evidence that the Soviet space program was partly fraudulent as well, especially Yuri Gagarin's feats. So, yes, I do believe that some of the Russian space program was also hoaxed.
Well, let me ask you about Yuri Gagarin. When you refer to evidence that, you know, some of the feats in Russia in the Russian space program were fraudulent, can you give us an example of that?
Well, there was a Russian author that came out with a book probably about 10 years after that feat showing that the Russian space program is a hoax. This book doesn't seem to be available in America, but with a little research on the Internet, you should be able to track that down.
Do you happen to remember the name of the author of the book?
Not off the top of my head. I could come back to you with that.
Okay. Would you tell us about some of the evidence you have found that proves to you that we really didn't land Apollo 11 on the moon?
Well, I should begin by saying it's very confusing with all of the information that's available to firmly state whether the Project Apollo landed on the moon or not. However, some of the evidence that I've seen relates to something that's called a film slate, where specifically for Apollo 11, they showed that portions of that famous video were recorded weeks in advance of the actual mission launch. In addition to that evidence, through search of the CIA's Freedom of Information website, I found documents that basically connect the CIA to NASA through such avenues as recommended reading for the CIA field agents in The Art of Deception, leads us to an author of a book who also authors famous NASA papers, and his name is Irving Adler. Apparently, through the CIA, NASA also has a committee called COMIREX, C-O-M-I-R-E-X, whose sole responsibility is to review satellite imagery and basically remove what they deem too sensitive for public viewing. That's some of the evidence that I've seen.
Well, what do you think they have removed?
I don't know. That's a problem because I don't know what was there to begin with, and that's what leads to all of this misinformation that you find all over the Internet and in mass media.
There are many photos out there of the Apollo astronauts practicing for their flight on a recreation of the surface of the moon. There were also large models of the moon's globe that were constructed. Are you saying that maybe these were used to deceive the public?
Although I can't say 100% for sure that they were used, it certainly seems that way. If you go onto the Internet and look up the images of this giant moon ball that was created by NASA, you'll notice that there was tracks put onto it, which would simulate an orbit around the moon, as well as there's imagery of engineers of some sort creating the moon ball, going through painstaking, excruciating detail, trying to match what seems to be authentic satellite imagery to the giant moon ball. I don't see the need for a simulation to create, you know, such a perfect representation. I think something questionable is there.
I'm sorry.
The last thing I wanted to mention was as soon as Project Apollo was finished, that giant moon ball was destroyed.
That's a little strange, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, are we saying that maybe the cameras were used to zoom in on the moon ball and we thought the moon ball was actually the moon? Is that what we're saying here?
That's what I believe, yes.
The Apollo 11 lander was said to have the most advanced television camera of the day and that it was specially engineered to produce a very good picture. And yet the television pictures from Apollo prevented us from seeing the background and only showed a fuzzy picture of the astronauts, while it is said that the station in Australia had a very clear picture. What do you think this was?
Well, what seems to be a common practice in NASA, which is verified through other ways besides researching Project Apollo, NASA seems to take pictures of pictures or take movies of movies. So basically you're getting second generation prints. I believe this is done intentionally to basically hide what could be some evidence in the background and whatnot. So basically, like I said, what I've seen before is NASA producing copies of copies, intentionally providing second generation, reduced quality imagery. This was also verified through an Apollo hoax researcher from a few decades back by the name of Ralph Rene, very famous for researching the Apollo hoax, who ordered three prints specifically from NASA. Not only did it take an inordinate amount of time for him to receive these prints, but once he received them, you can see that they're images of an image. They're not the source image. In addition, the LRO imagery, which was provided to all of us over this past summer to show us the Apollo landing sites, seem to suffer from the same problems.
Okay, would you tell our audience what LRO stands for so they would know?
The LRO is the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. It's a satellite that's currently going around the moon, whose main mission, as per NASA, is to locate what they would deem to be decent landing sites. However, a secondary function of this mission is to take pictures of the old Apollo hardware that's supposedly left on the lunar surface. They promised half a meter resolution per pixel. They're just starting to deliver on that now. The first few waves of imagery provided only showed us about 1 meter, 1.5 meter resolution. And in addition, for some inexplicable reason, NASA is withholding these images before releasing them. During the initial press conference back in July, when the first wave of images were released, the press questioned NASA as to why they withheld the images for 3 days. NASA's response was that they needed time to configure the raw data to present it as basically a quality picture for the public. However, these reporters never followed up, and in the second round of pictures that were released, it turns out that NASA had withheld one of them specifically for over 50 plus days.
Well, getting back to the camera was specially engineered so it would be the best movie camera of its day. Now, even if they took secondary pictures, they should have been better than what we saw on our television sets back then. The pictures were so bad that you could hardly make out the astronauts stepping on the moon. Do you think this was done to disguise what was in the background?
Yes, and it was potentially done to disguise the fact that this was shot in a studio. I can't say 100% sure one way or the other. Currently, I believe that there's parts of the video presented that were shot in a studio. However, there's parts that potentially could be authentic. The reason why is I believe they're sprinkling in this misinformation to throw people off the trail of true research and to try and get to the bottom. There's obviously a problem here, and I believe, you know, the quality of the video is a big piece of that. Even looking at the still photography from the Apollo missions, you can see how clear and crisp some of these pictures are when you compare it to the Apollo 11 video. Now, the official retort from NASA or people that believe this is that the television video was basically secondary in NASA's mind, and that we're lucky at all to have anything as far as video is concerned relating to this mission. To me, I feel that that's just another way to cover up the problems and questions surrounding that low-quality video footage.
Now, are you aware that over 80 boxes of this video has gone missing from NASA and has never been found?
Well, I'm well aware of that, which also would lead me to introduce you to another website. I don't want to be plugging other websites. I don't know if it's okay to mention it.
Sure, of course it is.
Okay, I believe this is a very important website in this whole debate, and it's called badastronomy.com. And believe it or not, the posters on this website, which has a message board, are NASA employees. If you don't believe me, you can go find out for yourself. And basically what you're doing is you're arguing with NASA when you go to this website. And what was the question again?
Well, the question was, there's over 80 boxes of this film missing, and what most people believe is the reason it's missing is because we've made such huge advances in film, in technology, that NASA is afraid that we could bring the backgrounds of some of these things out and we would see things they don't want us to.
Which I wholeheartedly believe, which brings me back to that website. I have been there myself, I have argued this point, and basically the official answer was NASA is the government and government makes mistakes, and this is no big deal because we have second generation copies of these events from the boxes of data that was missing. What they failed to address is contained in those boxes wasn't just the raw video feed, it was also the telemetry data, which I'm sure could have many uses in other fields besides just video analysis.
There's so many rumors that have been going on for years that state that the United States has a space fleet anchored somewhere in space and that we had one even before the Apollo missions. Do you think that we really did land on the moon? Well, we didn't travel there in the Apollo, but in some far more sophisticated vehicle that was being kept secret from the public?
Currently, based on the evidence I've seen, my theory is still a work in progress. However, what I'm starting to believe, as crazy as it might sound, is the second half of the lunar module, the half that actually took off from the moon when the astronauts met up with the CM in lunar orbit and then flew back to Earth. I believe that's UFO technology that was dressed up to look like 1960s spaceship technology. And I don't say that lightly. I believe there's evidence that points towards this. One of the biggest complaints in the entire debate of whether Apollo was a hoax or not is that when that top half of the LM lifts off from the lunar surface, we never see any kind of rocket exhaust whatsoever. If you take a look at it, it almost looks like it could potentially be anti-gravity. The answer to that, from the official science party line, is that there was some kind of hypergolic fuel that was used that's invisible in a vacuum. However, the further you research, the more you see that the space shuttle uses similar fuel, and that when we have the space shuttle in low Earth orbit and it fires its thrusters, you actually can see a reddish tint to the color of the fuel. So, I don't know what the truth is, but like I said, it's a work in progress.
I've noticed that some secrets that are kept by the government are already known by foreign governments, so therefore these secrets are really only being kept from the public. What do you think about this?
I think at the highest levels of government, there is collusion. I believe that the governments work together. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of scenario, which leads us to another popular argument in the NASA Apollo hoax debate. People say that if it truly was a hoax, countries like Russia and China would have cried foul from the beginning. But you can't say that so quickly without first researching the political atmosphere at the time. And again, at the highest levels, I believe that they could have been working together. There is another theory out there that we, as Americans, supplied Russia with a wheat crop and basically helped, you know, the country with starvation, and that was our way of buying their silence. I have no way of knowing this is true or not. However, if we go back to the CIA Freedom of Information Act documents, in the mid-60s, NASA was starting to research satellite imagery of different farmland areas, you know, to see how bountiful certain crops were. Maybe it's tied in, maybe it's not. Like I said, I don't know.
Well, the Apollo program ended early with quite a few Saturn rockets left. The official reason was stated as lack of public interest. Why do you think that the program was ended?
Well, from what I can see, there's really only two options here. Either it did not end, and it basically went underground and top secret, and we no longer heard about it, or it really did end. these are the two. I don't know personally what the answer is. I tend to believe that it continued on because this excuse of lack of public interest is just psychological control. They want people to believe that they no longer are interested, so they put it out in the mass media that nobody's interested. And then everybody starts to believe them, and then they have basically the perfect cover story to continue these missions in secret.
Well, taking that a step further, if that is true, then apparently they were going there without Saturn rockets, wouldn't you say?
I don't know if I could say that. They're still going to need that heavy lift vehicle to get it into low Earth orbit. I don't see how else they can do it.
The only reason I say this is because they had a lot of Saturn rockets left they never used. Do you think that the United States is now routinely traveling between the Earth and the Moon in secret and possibly to Mars?
Well, if my theory holds true, and they had this ability in the late 60s, early 70s, to potentially use some kind of anti-gravity technology to get us beyond the bounds of low Earth orbit into lunar orbit and eventually onto the lunar surface, I don't see why these missions would not have continued potentially onto Mars and other planets. And I'd just like to add that that's the only feasible explanation to breaking these Van Allen belts. This is a big holdup in this Apollo moon hoax debate. It's the radiation. It's the fact that the lunar module and the command module are not built strong enough to withstand the radiation. And if you do your own internet research, you will find out that it's not so easy to nail down the actual measurements of the radiation. I believe this is done on purpose to, again, confuse the issue. I can't sit here and tell you it's going to take, you know, 4 millirads, you know, to make somebody nauseous and sick. And in fact, they've taken it a step further and they use about 3 or 4 different measurement systems. You can't even nail down, you know, whether it's a millirad or an SEVM or an SVM. This, again, this information is out there to confuse people. And if they are to get past the Van Allen radiation belts, it's going to be in this, you know, non-terrestrial technology.
Are you aware of the fact that we've admitted that we're working on a shield, an electronic shield that stops radiation from penetrating a spaceship?
I wasn't aware of that specific claim, no.
Yeah, we've been working on that now for a couple of years, and there was a big breakthrough in it. And my thinking is that maybe, possibly, they had this back 60 years ago and never told us. And it's just leaking out now that we're working on it, you know?
Well, it makes sense, because don't forget that the command module and the lunar module are about 3 to 4 inches of aluminum. And there's just absolutely no way that's enough to, as of a barrier against, you know,
right,
the deadly radiation.
Some say that the Germans at the end of World War II actually had technology that would allow them to launch a rocket into orbit and maybe even travel to the moon. Do you think we might have used this technology to get a start on a secret military space program that could have allowed us to develop advanced spacecraft?
Specifically regarding the Germans, I really haven't done any research into that. But what I do find ironic is this happens around the same time frame as basically the famous Roswell incident.
Do you think that we might already have bases on the moon, and if so, why?
I don't know if we have them. I'm pretty certain that they do exist. I don't know why they were there, but you know, this brings us back to sprinkling in the truth with a little bit of misinformation, with the low quality footage, with which we have yet to even talk about, the Clementine footage provided by the U.S. Navy that clearly blurs out specific imagery from the lunar surface with no logical explanation as to why they're doing that.
I think we better let our listeners know what Clementine is.
Clementine was a satellite commissioned, I believe it was the Department of Defense, through the U.S. Navy that sent a satellite to basically take imagery of the lunar surface. You can go, I don't know the exact web address, you can go to the Clementine website, I'm sure through a Google search. You could actually enter any longitude, latitude you wish from the lunar surface, and you can get images with as high a resolution as 1 kilometer to 1 pixel, I believe. If you want to take it a step further, you do another search for anomalous imagery within Clementine, you get the exact coordinates and you can pull it yourself, and you can clearly see what looks to be towers and bases that are just completely blurred out from the picture.
It has been said by some very qualified people that we are really about 50 to 100 years ahead in military technology from where most of us believe we are. Do you believe this? And if you do, then why do you think that we had to fake the Apollo landings?
I tend to believe it, and again, I don't believe the entire Apollo program was fake. I believe there's tons of misinformation sprinkled in with the truth, and if they were to use top-secret technology, possibly non-terrestrial technology, that might explain why they would have to use fraudulent footage to convince the American people that it was the current state-of-the-art technology at the time that truly got us there.
Referring to altering photos, which we talked about a little while ago, why do you think that NASA is altering photos of the Moon and Mars?
Well, I believe that they feel they know best. I believe knowledge is power, and I believe they know things that they feel we should not know. In fact, there's actually a very good message board, again, not to plug another website, that does have a lot of the answers, and if any reader is interested, would definitely set them on the right path to researching this.
You can plug any website you want.
Well, I don't have the exact address. If you Google the term Pravda Forum, you will get to the Pravda message board, where there is currently a 391-page debate about the Apollo moon landings.
Well, Pravda is a very famous Russian newspaper.
Well, actually, it says it on the website that they're not connected with the Russian newspaper.
That is strange.
Yeah.
Have we been lied to about the capabilities of the space shuttle, and is it far more capable in range and speed than we think?
I don't believe we've been lied to. I think the space shuttle actually brought us backwards, technologically speaking, and I think, as a lot of people know, it was flawed from the beginning. I mean, here was a device that was supposed to reach orbit on its own, and immediately they had to add these booster rockets, increasing the risk and you know, the potential for problems. The Blue Space Shuttle, quite frankly, is a terrible piece of machinery, and they could have done a lot better.
I agree with you on that. It has one chance in 200 of blowing up every time they launch it. Did you know that?
I didn't know the exact number. And yet we had 6 Apollo missions go 240,000 miles and back without a hitch.
Right. Well, there was one hitch. One got to the moon, everybody almost died, and they made it back in the limb, which was inside of the...
Have you ever actually seen the official pictures of the damage to that shuttle? To that ship?
I saw some photos, yes.
Well, there's claims out there that those are just publicity images of the command module with one of the panels taking off. And if you look at the images again, you'll see it's a clear square cutout. Mm-hmm. It's not some kind of random damage.
Many scientists complained that NASA had put out photos of the face on Mars that had over 80% of its data missing. For example, a black and white photo that was supposed to have 256 shades of gray had only 16. And therefore could not have given us the correct representation of the face if it existed. Do you think that NASA is not only altering photos, but leaving data out, and even distorting images to keep us from knowing the truth?
I believe 100% yes. And to take it a step further, why is NASA providing black and white imagery?
Well, that's a good question. I don't have the answer to that, but it might be that they were using black and white film for a specific reason, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you take it back to Project Apollo, you could go to any of the myriad of websites that provide hundreds and hundreds of images of the mm-hmm. Apollo missions, and what's very strange is as you're looking through these different film magazines, sometimes you'll see black and white images mixed in.
Well, in the old days, black and white was able to capture more detail than color. So on that one, I think I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. It may be that they felt that the color film could not capture as much of a representation of the object as could black and white.
I could see that. I tend to think the reason they're doing this is, I don't know the best way to explain this, is basically make it so the viewer cannot see the contrast. For example, if Richard Hoagland happens to be right, and there's robotic, you know, remains on the lunar surface. Well, if these robotic remains are different color than the rocks, we're going to pick it up in 2 seconds on a color image. On a black and white image, not so much, because it's going to be a similar tint, a similar shade, and you can pass it off as just more rocks in the foreground.
It seems that if there is a conspiracy by NASA to keep information from the public, that other nations have to be part of it, since they also have probes going to the moon and planets. Do you think that this is true?
Not only do I think it's true, I also believe that the recent Chinese spacewalk, I don't know if you're familiar with that,
mm-hmm.
has been almost proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was completely fraudulent.
Uh-huh.
And I say almost because there's obviously nothing can be proven 100%, but there clearly is problems with that video, such as seeing what looks to be like little water bubbles that when they're supposed to be in deep space, or seeing a flag waving that the Chinese astronaut is holding that shouldn't happen without an atmosphere.
I've heard that some photos are being taken when satellites are supposed to be experiencing downtime, and that we're never told about these photos. This information comes from different whistleblowers that worked for NASA and made this statement publicly. I've also heard that some photos that are taken are purposely taken at such angles to render them useless for examination. What do you think about this?
I think this relates to the previous question you had about the face. And I believe NASA will do anything in its power to present a public image, which obviously doesn't seem to contain all the information that they truly have. For national security reasons, I can understand withholding certain things, but when it comes to the exploration of outer space, that should be for everybody. There should be absolutely no reason whatsoever, as long as it's non-military related, to let us, the people, you know, view this material.
A former NASA employee, Ken Johnson, has stated that he was ordered to destroy an original set of Apollo photos and felt so bad about it that he took them home. Why do you think that he was ordered to destroy such historical photos? And do you believe that they showed structures on the moon, as he claimed?
Well, I believe there would only be two reasons he would be asked to destroy them. Generally speaking, this obviously has to be something either incriminating or embarrassing to NASA in those photos. So I think the only two logical reasons they would ask him to destroy it is because it's proof of a hoax, or there's proof of potential, you know, ruins and things like that.
So many times we've been told that new probes of Mars were going to produce spectacular photos, and yet they were subpar. Do you think that this might be on purpose to hide something that the government doesn't want us to know?
I firmly believe that. And just looking at technology today, we can all sit in our living rooms with 1080p high-definition resolution, and we're still getting grainy black and white images from NASA. There's absolutely no excuse for it whatsoever.
What do you think it is that some of the anomalies that were found on the moon and Mars in their photos hasn't brought greater interest among the public and an outcry for exploration?
Believe it or not, I tend to believe that NASA itself basically has a psychological arm to it, where, as I mentioned earlier, it tries to control public thinking. It's NASA itself that will put out these statements that people aren't interested in the space program and things like that to basically keep themselves under the radar. I believe they do this on purpose. I believe it's not just in mainstream media. Perfect example, if you go to YouTube and look at any video on the moon hoax, while the videos themselves might not mean anything, while they might not even be correct in their analysis of the hoax, what's more interesting is reading the comments underneath. You'll find hundreds, sometimes thousands of comments. And sometimes these comments are not from regular lay people. You can tell that these comments are scientific in nature, they're from very well-educated people, and this is NASA controlling the public. That's my opinion.
Well, I'm going to ask you something that I hadn't planned to ask you, but I think you're probably going to know about it. The UN had meetings, secret meetings, on UFOs that lasted 3 days. Have you heard about that?
Yes.
Okay. The meetings were exposed by admirals in the U.S. Navy that wanted people to know what was going on. Do you think that a lot of leaks that have come out that we really can't trace are being put out by high authorities in the government that want people to know what's going on but are trying to hide their identities?
I could see that. I could see it being possible. you know, when you get to such high-level, top-secret type of stuff, how could any of us know? You know, in the end, none of us have that kind of clearance, so, I couldn't really say one way or the other. I mean, the other side of the coin is, what if they come out on purpose and say this as some kind of misdirection? But, you know, in the situation with the UN, it does seem legitimate to me.
Do you think that the Apollo astronauts have been brainwashed to prevent them from telling the truth about the Apollo landings, as was stated in the book Dark Mission?
Although I read Dark Mission cover to cover and enjoyed it thoroughly, this is one claim I do not believe whatsoever. I believe all of these astronauts are well aware of what they did. And to bring it back to the theory I'm formulating based on evidence I have, I believe that they actually did go to the moon. It's how they got there and what they did there that we don't know. And the public face that was presented to us through all the videos and imagery is mostly fraudulent. And I think the astronauts are well aware of this entire scenario. And as usual, you know, they've been motivated not to talk about it.
Well, do you think any of the astronauts are mentally unbalanced at this point?
Well, we've all heard the stories of Buzz Aldrin, you know, becoming an alcoholic after the moon landings, and I don't know if you or the readers are aware, he actually was approached by someone who doesn't believe in Apollo, and he punched the guy right in the face. It's on YouTube. I don't know if you've
seen it. Yeah, I'm aware of it.
Yeah. Of course, again, on the other side of that coin, the guy that approached him, Bart Sabrell, called him a liar and a coward. Is that justification to punch somebody in the face? I don't know. But to answer the question, I don't know if I would say that they're mentally unbalanced. No, I think these are...
Well, I don't mean all of them. I meant any of them.
Any of them. Well...
Because some people have said that Edgar Mitchell is mentally unbalanced. And that's why I asked this question.
But why would somebody say Mitchell is mentally unbalanced?
Well, I think because Mitchell in the last few years has talked a lot about aliens and UFOs and things like that, and I think that's why some people have an opinion that maybe through age or whatever, because he's 82 or 83 years old, that his brain has now been affected by something that would cause him to either remember the events wrong or think he saw things that he didn't see.
It's a possibility. However, you know, again, with some of the research I've done, I don't see the claims by Edgar Mitchell being that far out there. And based on the people I've dealt with on this subject, I would tend to believe that they're creating this idea of Edgar Mitchell losing his mind.
Now that makes sense. Reports have come out that sometimes where a photo was put on the NASA website, and a photo, something is found in a photo, they change the number of the photo, and then they substitute another photo, and then they take the original photo down. Do you think this is true?
Well, I could say through hours upon months upon now years of research, I've never experienced this. With that being said, there's so many hundreds and hundreds of Apollo photographs, it is pretty difficult to keep track of you know, the number system and if things have been changed. The best thing I can recommend to prove this one way or the other is to save the photos and compare them, you know, over time. Obviously, I have tons of these photographs saved. I've never seen the numbers change within the last year or so, but I know this goes back a lot further than that.
Oh, yeah, there are people that complain about this constantly.
Yeah.
And there are some people that claim that they have photos that they got off of the NASA website that no longer exist.
I've heard this as well, but again, through my own research, I've never experienced it. I have read it, and again, I wouldn't put it past them with all the other things that I've seen.
Do you think that it's possible that aliens helped us land on the moon?
Well, inadvertently, I would say yes. I don't think aliens basically came out and helped us get to the moon. I'm tending to believe, again, that we used alien technology to get ourselves to the moon, whether it was, you know, in agreement with aliens or not.
Well, an interesting point to talk about is the transistor. I don't know how many people noticed, but the invention of the transistor, the patent for it, goes back way further back than Shockley, who was credited with the invention. It goes back to maybe the turn of the century. and none of these transistors that were invented worked properly, and all of a sudden Shockley came out with one that worked, and a lot of people are saying that that transistor was re-engineered from the crash at Roswell.
I wasn't familiar with this. Do you know around what time period Shockley had perfected this transistor?
I'm trying to remember. I think, I don't want to give the wrong date here, but I think it's somewhere around the time of maybe a year later in the Roswell crash or 2 years later, something like that.
It's very interesting. Yeah, I wasn't aware of that.
Well, let's see, 41, 50. I think I got that wrong. I think it might be around 1954 or so. I'd have to look it up. But it's not that long after the Roswell crash.
No, that would make sense to give them a few years, you know, to actually perfect it.
How do you explain the famous photo of a UFO appearing outside the Apollo 11 capsule on its way to the moon, if we didn't go to the moon?
Well, I certainly wouldn't explain it the way Buzz Aldrin did on Larry King Live when he said it was part of a spent Saturn IV booster, which supposedly was, I might get the numbers wrong here, but I think it was about 60,000 miles away, and that's the official explanation as to what that object was. I don't know how I would describe it, but to bring you back to the theory that I'm currently formulating based on the evidence I have, they really did go to the moon. Again, it's how they got there and what they told us, the people, and what they showed us, the people, that's fraudulent. So that could very well be a UFO.
So in other words, you're saying, if I have this right, that we were using advanced technology to get to the moon, but we were only showing the population ancient technology.
Pretty much, because they had to prove. They had to live up to Kennedy's promise. They had to prove to the American people that they could accomplish this feat. But at the same time, they couldn't tell the American people that with the current technology of the day, it was impossible.
So let me see if I can take this a step further. Kennedy makes a speech saying we're going to go to the moon in 10 years.
Actually 8 years.
Or 8 years.
Yeah.
But he already knows the technology exists.
I don't know what Kennedy knows. That's not my
area. Well, he may have known that the technology already existed, and everything that was done from that point on was just to cover up the fact that we had the technology, because we were going there.
I mean, again, you know, from what I'm seeing, it looks like Kennedy made this promise based on technology of the day, because they're just coming out of, the Gemini
mm-hmm.
project. And so we're proving that we can go into space, we can orbit the Earth, humans can survive in low Earth orbit. So Kennedy just took this the natural step further and said, well, since we can survive this, let's go to the moon. What he didn't realize, again, one of the big stopping points of this whole debate is the radiation factor and the Van Allen radiation.
So you don't think that Kennedy knew something that we didn't know when he made the statement? That's all I'm getting at.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work. It seems like he genuinely wanted to take that technology to the moon. And it seems like it's just not possible.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
I mean, that's pretty much it. In summary, I'd say if anybody has an interest in this subject, they really have to do their own research. You know, you're going to have to go get through a lot of ridicule on the subject. There's plenty of information on the Internet, of course. The name of this game is to filter out, basically, the garbage from the good information. And I believe one of the tricks is to avoid NASA at all costs, the NASA website, because, of course, if they're the source of the fraud, why would you go there for the research? I hinted earlier you might want to check, utilize your Freedom of Information rights and check the different, you know, military websites. And, again, plenty of other places. It's also interesting to talk to some of these people on the message boards, especially that Bad Astronomy site. These are NASA employees. You can see for yourself if you visit this site. Their level of expertise is just too high for any layman. And again, if anybody's interested, they can do their own research, and I wish them luck. That's it.
Well, thank you very much. Maybe one of these days we'll do this again on another topic.
Okay, thank you.